Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Tiana Lawrence is here. Tiana has become a great member of our Brain Trust. I'm so excited that we've found her, and she's here to help us. She's the author of the outstanding book, Blockchain for Dummies. Folks, you got to get this book. I promise you, you will thank me later. She's the co-founder of Factum, Inc. Tiana, thanks again for being here. In the last segment, you were describing and defining blockchain, the technology, and the application of it, and the trust factor that becomes a product of that. And you described Ethereum, which is a programming language that people will use or are using to build blockchain applications. Is that an accurate way to say it?
So Ethereum is its own blockchain. There are many, many of them. And the innovation of Ethereum was putting a programming language within a blockchain that let you build applications.
All right.
And they've put many different programming languages. I think they have about 6 programming languages within Ethereum right now.
All right.
And some of them look like JavaScript or Python and things like
and
that.
And so just as people took Windows off the shelf and built and got rich building different applications in accounting and supply and everything else, they took the Windows platform and built those applications. Is that the way it's going to work with Ethereum?
Yes. So there are applications or basically, like, if you have Ethereum, you could rebuild just about anything, everything from a Facebook to a Twitter to, a company website. Yeah, huh. You can build just about anything you want.
Wow. All right. So I've got in my head that blockchain is going to come at us in 2 waves. The first wave is going to be fun and exciting and edgy because people like you're talking about are going to take something like Ethereum or the equivalent of it, there's a reasonable facsimile thereof, of Ethereum, and they're going to start building little tools and toys and handy applications and different things that are, I'm going to call them interfaces, that help the average person leverage a blockchain. Leverage blockchain technology the way we do with a website, right? And with an application, we're leveraging a digital leverage and through the use of HTML. And so, by doing that, the first wave is going to be the introduction of blockchain, and we'll start using it in our business. We'll start using it as part of the way we go to market. It's part of our business. We'll have the old way of doing business side by side with blockchain. That's the first wave. What do you think about that idea?
I think you're right, and we've already seen the beginning of the first wave. Ethereum enabled the ability for people to raise capital globally without the same kind of friction that we've seen in the past. And so last year, more money was raised through what's called an ICO, an initial coin offering enabled through platforms like Ethereum, mm-hmm. than was raised through venture capital, which infused a ton of money into entrepreneurs who wanted to start new businesses.
Right. So would you say that where we are right now with blockchain is the equivalent of being of 1993 with the internet?
I would say so. We've seen more money going into all of these companies that want to build blockchain technology as part of what they do. And so all these entrepreneurs in the last couple of months have they're sitting on deep war chests that mm-hmm. they can then use to build out new businesses.
Right.
And so, that takes time.
The killer apps are going to come from those companies, and the AOLs and the Amazons and the Googles the blockchain equivalent are going to come from those people. The portals, so to speak, are going to come out of that group.
Yeah, I think of it like the year 2000, when we just before the .com bubble.
Right.
Everybody with a .com idea got funded, and that's
right.
sort of what we saw
right.
last year in blockchain. Was anybody with a blockchain idea
right.
got funded, and some of them worked out, and you end up with your
mm-hmm.
your Amazons and your Googles and your Facebook ideas
right.
that come out of that,
mm-hmm.
and then, you know, 99% of them will fail, but some percentage of them will be successful and will grow into the companies that really facilitate our lives.
So the first wave is going to be the fun wave, the exciting wave, and the average person is going to use, the average business owner is going to use it to their advantage. And they might even
Absolutely.
They might even get to the point where they say, "Wow, we love blockchain. We now get it. We're excited about it, and let's do more of this. This, you know, we can see where this is really helping us." But then, Tiana, that's when it's. I'm sort of predicting the second wave is going to happen, and that's what I want to talk about in the next segment. What you think about that? Because I think that's the one that's going to be it's going to be like the internet disruption to a power of 100, maybe 1,000. Quick break, right back with Tiana Lawrence. Don't forget, the book is called Blockchain for Dummies. You got to have that book, folks. You'll be smarter when you do. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.